good afternoon, or evening, or morning, depending. That's the beauty of podcasts. Mm. You know, you can listen to it in the shower while you're fucking your wife.
Hell yeah. I hope everyone's listening to this while they're fucking their
wives. That's what me and my wife love doing, is we love having sex in new, interesting places like the shower.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe we'll just take the weekend off, we'll get a rental car, we'll park the rental car, just get the hell out of town, and we'll pull it over and we'll suck and fuck on the side of the road, just like we used to when we were kids. That's how we keep the spice in our relationship. A lot of people worry about, you know, is my relationship spicy enough? How do I get that Latina flavor in my relationship? You know, my wife's getting older now. Her pussy sucks.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I hate fucking her. My dick is really, it's not as, I mean, it's as long as it used to be, but it's really narrow now.
It doesn't fill up.
That'll happen.
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah. My fucking dick is gross, and my wife's pussy is shit. And I tried to fuck the girl I work with, but it just, it failed.
Yeah,
and then I got caught failing trying to fuck my younger coworker.
You couldn't get hard, or what happened?
I don't know.
It just didn't happen, huh?
I think the problem is there's not enough spice in my relationship.
Need to get the spice back in.
So yeah, we fuck in the shower. And we listen to Marin. We put on podcasts.
Oh my god,
we get it. We get podcasts.
That's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
You haven't fucked your wife until you fucked her to wait, don't tell me.
Yeah. My wife is a huge fan of
cereal.
Cereal.
Yeah.
I'm pretending I'm the Muslim kid from
Do you guys fuck in a Best Buy parking lot?
Is that what happened?
I think, I don't know.
I think he kills her in the Best Buy.
That's when
I murdered my wife.
You killed your wife?
That's the only way I can come
that
anymore.
That will keep it spicy.
Uh-oh.
You murder your wife? Hell yeah.
How do you add a little hot sauce to your relationship? I'm tired of having this mayo-ass, crack-ass white boy relationship.
I'm trying. What kind of hot sauce?
Crystal.
Boom.
Crystal. It's a Cristal hot
it's
sauce.
It's made by the same people.
Yeah.
It is.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, my wife and I...
shit on bitches' titties.
Well, my wife and I could only fuck originally to the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme song.
Oh, that's funny. Me and my wife only fuck to the music when Larry is suspicious of something.
Me and my wife, we fuck to the Price is Right sound when you get something wrong. Yeah. The bum 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 bum.
Yeah. But when we were kids, we used to fuck.
Yeah,
to the,
me and my wife. Back when me and my wife were kids, when I met my wife, we were 4 or 5 years old.
Yep.
I tell you, we used to fuck like rabbits.
Yep.
I'd pull her
That's
poodle skirt up back in the old Studebaker Roadster.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. The year was 1948. I was 6 months old.
My wife was four. I don't remember how old I was.
I was 27 years old. My wife was 4 and a half. I just finished my senior year at the Westchester Boys School for Preparatory Boys, and my wife was she was a junior
in
kindergarten.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah, and you know, back then they called it going steady,
right.
And what that means is that she wasn't allowed to tell people what was going on.
You hold her down and steadily and fuck her.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys something. You've never fucked your wife until you fucked her to the Benny Hill theme song.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Well, that's when your dick, you put it in her ass and it comes out of her mouth. To yakety sax. And then you put one of your balls in her ear. It comes out of her eyelid. It's actually extremely painful for your dick and balls.
But it's a good bit.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
It's a really good bit. I exclusively give my wife the shocker.
Yeah.
That's the only way I have sex.
I tried that PlayStation VR the other day, and that shit is crazy. It's like we really are living in the fucking future. I read an article the other day.
Oh, stop.
I read an article the other day that said that... it said that scientists created a time crystal.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that is.
Dude, do we have to find it and destroy it?
I don't know.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah, they created a time crystal.
What
is
that?
I guess they shine lasers.
Is that like a Zelda thing?
They shine lasers at these particles to induce particle spin that, I don't know. They show that time could be symmetrical, which is what a crystal is. It's like, you know.
I don't even fucking...
begin to understand that shit, dude.
Yeah, I don't fuck. Nobody does.
What does that even fucking mean when people are like, time is fucking, you could like, I don't know.
Well, symmetry can through time. Yeah, well, symmetry can be expressed mathematically. So, like, when they say that kind of shit, they just mean that, like, numbers add up on a piece of paper.
Right, what the fuck
so
does
when,
that
like,
mean?
You know, time, like, space-time being the fourth dimension or whatever, it's just, like, imagine something carried to the fourth power.
Yep.
I don't even
And then
know.
Just right. think about imagine it numerically it rather
what
than...
What if we had a magical knife way. And you cut some shit in the air, and then you put your hand to the fucking... Then
in
I
the
could,
air.
Then I could fucking
Well, okay,
it.
Imagine it this way.
What?
Two gay men.
Okay. All right.
They both have
I'm listening.
Erections.
Uh-huh.
One of them is like you, uncircumcised.
Okay.
One of them like me, incredibly circumcised.
yeah, very circumcised.
Okay? You put...
Basically just has ball skin.
You put the tips of the dicks together.
Mm-hmm. Am I docking? Are you putting your dick in my foreskin?
I don't know what docking is.
You don't know what docking is?
That's what docking is. You just described docking. You think you're inventing it because you're a fucking idiot. You've never had a foreskin in your life, dude. You're a fucking poser. I got mine removed as an adult because I wanted to make decisions about my own body, and I chose not to have
one. That happened to my friend.
You had yours removed like
His
a fucking coward as an infant.
All right,
probably with anesthesia.
I mean, I was doing a bit that I didn't
I had mine what? Done at a Pantera concert. By Phil Anselmo with his mouth. He chewed my foreskin
was he
off.
A rabbi costume?
Yeah. Yes. And he said, now you're a cow man from hell. And that was my bar mitzvah.
That was your bar mitzvah.
I'm sorry, Adam. What do I need to imagine?
Oh,
to,
God.
For
I was just doing a stupid bit. Nick.
Anyway,
you know.
Time is fucking. I don't buy any of that fucking shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
I also
you
should warn. I should
travel.
Warn the listeners. Not only is the battery dying in this, I got it. Don't worry. I got backup batteries.
Mm-hmm.
But we got food coming. So this might cut off abruptly at some point. Consider that the break. We're going to hit you with some sweet, cool tunes from the 1950s. That
Which
was
one?
The decade I grew up in back when I met my wife.
What was your wife's name?
I don't know, some shit like Trixie or
Beverly?
What fucking dumb. Yeah, Dot. My wife,
Dottie.
Dot. Used to bust down Dot's throat. But back then it was called Going Steady.
Coming into someone's mouth is what going steady is.
Yeah. You'd rip her poodle skirt off and hold her down, and she'd say, my dad's a senator. And I'd say, my dad's a fucking president. And then I'd do whatever I want. That was called going steady back then.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's like that movie Pleasantville.
It was a simpler time, Pleasantville.
Yeah. Where the soda shop man's gay, isn't that the story? He finds out he's gay and then he has color.
When the color, when he gets color.
He turns
color.
Completely pink.
Yeah. Yeah, and the wife learns about masturbating. Yeah,
that
what a great
awesome.
Movie.
Who else beat off? I think you saw titties in that. I definitely did. Who was in it?
Well, everyone with color was
Reese,
fucking.
Reese Witherspoon. Toby Mac.
Toby Mac was definitely in
Pussy
it.
Posse
and who was
legend.
The, who was the
Toby Mac.
And who was the guy, what the
Jeff
fuck is his name?
Jeff D.
Who was the
Jeff
bitch?
Daniels, gay, who becomes gay.
Jeff
Daniels
was
cool
gay.
And gay. But yeah. Who was the main guy who was bad? I can't believe I can't remember his name.
Willem Dafoe.
No, yeah.
Who played the dad? William H. Macy?
William H. Macy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a fucking bitch-ass motherfucker. Yeah.
Was Ed Harris in that movie?
Wait, was it William H. Macy or that other guy that looks like William H. Macy? That low-rent guy?
Who's that guy?
Fuck. I always confuse him with C. Thomas Howell, and it's not C. Thomas Howell, and his name isn't even similar, and they don't look alike, but for whatever reason, their names got swapped in my
William
head.
Because C. Thomas Howell sounds like what a bootleg William H. Macy should be named.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, he's the guy from The Outsiders.
Is it John C. Reilly?
No, it's not John C. Reilly. You would know him immediately if you saw him.
I think I know who you're talking about. He's got little gay eyes. You know what I mean?
No, I think that eyes could be a lot of different shapes and a lot of different sizes.
William H. Macy's a bitch ass motherfucker in that movie. His wife, he doesn't fuck his wife good.
His wife jacks off and then becomes
his
color.
Wife. That was hot.
And then
I think I beat off to her
on,
beating off.
She has to put makeup on to still be black and white.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How
and
did
then
she
it
find
rains
black and
one
white?
Day
Like at a certain pivotal point.
Interesting.
And then he's like, oh, this bitch's color.
And isn't the guy like who puts the, what happens? Like Tobey Maguire goes over, or somebody, Reese Witherspoon goes and she's a little slut and sucks off the fucking, the football guy or something like that.
Oh, right. That's the Chinese food. Here. Break time.
Woo!
How does it feel to know you're about to die? I'm gonna give you more time than you gave my wife and son. I gotta tell you something! It'll change everything! It wasn't me! It wasn't me! Now you're a good cop. Vernon! Oh, Vernon! Let's try in here.
Okay,
wait,
and we're
wait,
back.
Wait, hold on.
What do you mean, hold on? We're back.
Did we do the first part?
What first part?
Is that still here?
Yeah, the first.
Yeah,
you
just can't add to
fucking
the...
Fucking idiot.
Okay, nothing. We're ready.
Yeah, we had lunch, and now we have a guest. Amber's back.
Yeah, we had nighttime lunch.
All right.
We had a nighttime... We had... Well, lunch just means the middle. Anything you're doing, if you stop and eat in the middle, that's fucking lunch, dude.
Yeah, it was the lunch.
Get a dictionary,
of the podcast.
You fucking retard.
Yeah, that's true.
Got him. Cooked his ass. Wish your little bitch ass, Adam.
Yeah, didn't you go to school for reading? You know what the fuck lunch means?
I think everyone technically goes to school
I didn't.
For reading.
Nah.
I went to school for sports.
I got through...
I went to the Finger Bombing Academy, personally.
Finger Blast?
Bombing. No, we're the bomb technique, not the
blast.
What
is I went to school...
How do you bomb a pussy?
Is that like when you do really bad and the room is just dead?
No.
Like, that's like when, no, that's when you...
From the top.
You take a dump. You gotta take a dump in the pussy. That's the bomb in the pussy. Either that or you fill it with spray paint.
Oh my god! And then you huff it,
yeah, dog. Yeah. That's how the fuck.
There's
we
actually
get down.
A documentary about the Chicano movement in the 1970s to invent pussy bombing.
Stand and deliver.
Yeah, stand and deliver is about these. He has to reach the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Edward James
Edward
almost.
Edward James. Yeah.
The poster boy of adult acne.
Yeah, his skin is fucked up. It's really like
Eddie
bumpy.
Eddie J.O.
Yeah.
It looks like a
Eddie
lunar.
Eddie J.O.
Eddie J.O., baby.
Yeah. That's a great name for him. Yeah, Eddie J.O. Eddie J.O. I don't fucking know. Wait, so Amber's back.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm high and trying to order Korean barbecue.
Yeah, we had Chinese from... did I just mention that?
No.
We just had to delete... Like 2 minutes of the
sorry.
Second half.
I don't think we'll
that's
ever be able to
twice tonight.
No, it's not
we'll
anybody's
come
fault.
Come back from it.
Anytime there, it is somebody's fault. It's Adam's fault. Okay. It's either that or it's nobody's fault.
Why is this dynamic developing?
I'm not blaming the Jews.
No,
I'm blaming
it's because
a specific
Nick's
person.
Trying to impress.
And it has nothing to do with his Judaism.
I think it has a little.
He's just
to
prone
do
to fucking up the
what
you know the equipment.
Tell me one time that's happened. One,
you leave the door open. The cats leave.
You leave the door open.
That's
oh my god!
Got you there, bitch.
I was raised in a nice household.
He was raised in the synagogue.
The fucking door.
A lot of people have been messaging me, asking me, how can we send stuff to the podcast? What kind of free stuff can we send in?
Whatever you got. Flashlights?
No. And I'll tell
number
you.
Number one.
And if you want to send to my apartment.
Maybe chocolate covered
me,
pretzels.
Barbecue.
No. Well, yeah. What I want is
barbecue.
A glass.
Maybe like a Twix bar.
One of those,
like ice
first
cream,
of all, it's
Twix
not
bar.
Going to Stav's place. It's coming here.
You can do it to my place. I'll give message me and I'll give you my address. And you can just give it to me, actually.
Don't message him.
Please message me.
Don't send him anything. Here's what we're getting is an iced tea container. One of those big glass ones. With this, the spigot at the end.
Ooh,
it's gonna have
the push.
The spigot's
good. I want the spigot.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking pour my iced tea like a slave.
Nick Mullen. I want full service iced tea.
I want my white gloves on. I'm going to spill a drop on my fucking gloves, and I will slit your throat on this porch with my fucking razor.
Okay, hell yeah, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll please take one of those.
Oh, we also want,
I also want a Vitamix and a PlayStation.
I want a Vitamix. You can't copy me, dude.
I want it. Why?
I wanted the Vitamix first.
Why can't I copy you?
Stop. Are you sure you don't want anything?
I want a Vitamix.
Okay, but...
And all right, well, here's
oh, you mean
thing.
Korean barbecue?
I can't have any of mine.
I will not have any of yours.
Okay. Yeah.
I know. I've been doing that
get
recently.
Him a couple pieces
you're
of cabbage.
You're like the world's like girlfriend.
A rabbit. I know. I'm
you're
sorry.
Like, I don't want any. And then you're like, can I have a bite?
Can I just
of
get a little bite? Can I get a little fries? I can't help it. I'm a little slutty boy when it comes to food. I do that to them with the Chinese.
I do that with peanut M&M's, dude. If somebody has peanut M&M's... I also like to pretend like I've never tried gum. Anytime anyone says gum, I'm like, oh. Ooh.
What's an acceptable thing to ask a stranger for that's not a cigarette?
A cigar. You know?
A Black and
Mild. Do you have another cigar?
Yeah. I used to
you
love
got
that.
A Dutch?
Do you have another cigar? I'm trying to quit.
I guess you could ask for gum.
Could you ask a vape guy? Could you just be like, yo, can I bum some cloud?
Because it's like a...
Can I just get a little cloud off you right
off
now?
Some cloud? Only, you can't take it off his mouthpiece, but if he gives
it to
you mouth to mouth.
Cloud, yeah, if you just suck in that cloud.
Could you go up to like a Wall Street banker guy ripping cloud on the side of the street? And could you just be like, yo, shoddy? Shoddy?
Yeah, you can ask
shoddy.
You get like a tube.
Yo, shoddy be that vape?
You get like a small gauge tube, something that's like maybe the width of like a noisemaker, and then someone's chucking cloud, you just suck up their cloud.
Just walk around with a mouth hose?
You put the hose in your mouth and you suck up their cloud. And then if they get mad, you'd be like, you dispose of it, dude. It's a libertarian.
You threw it out.
It's
you
libertarian.
Don't own it.
This is entirely libertarian for me to suck the free cloud.
I have to add my new card to this. This is the worst.
Yeah. Me and Amber have the same bank, and they send you a new card every 3.5 weeks.
Because they get hacked every fucking 2 weeks.
They're constantly getting
your
hacked.
Your bank gets hacked.
Always.
That is the worst thing to happen to a bank.
We went through Amalgamated Bank because I had a job that like banked there because I worked for socialists.
Right.
And they were like, let's,
well, they're a good
let's
bank.
Not bank with someone who kicks black people out of their homes.
Yeah, they're a good bank on the issues. They support a $15 minimum.
Yeah.
And they offer
the union bank.
They offer like truly free checking for,
but
you know,
you
low wage
really
workers.
You get what you pay for.
Oh, yeah, dude. Constantly.
What
no, I went in today. To get
what
my,
does amalgamated mean? What
this is the amalgamated like clothes workers union or something. It was a union fucking 100 years ago.
Amalgamated means combined.
Yeah. Oh, look at Word Boy fucking up too. Why don't you go take an amalgamated lunch back in a library? Learn how to read, you fucking idiot.
High five, dude. Accept cash.
That lunch took a little bit out of me, but
can we talk about how Bob the fucking drag queen regrammed some of my shit, dog?
Congrats.
The drag queens are on my shit, dude. And I feel great about it.
You got a big
I'm friends with drag queens.
Are you? Who?
Why do you stop fetishizing the gay community, dude?
Huh?
I'm celebrating being a gay tourist.
I'm celebrating their power and beauty.
I think, to be fair, he's fetishized by the gay community.
I think the only way to make this not feel wrong, what you're doing, is
to be gay.
Well, no. If we get a vial of HIV positive blood and inject it into him.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What is on your mind today?
Being fair is on my mind, dude. Justice.
Can I just...
Jeez.
I don't think I want to do that, dude. What if I just sucked you and Adam off?
No.
Why not?
I think you
What's
have
the
to have
gayest thing you guys have ever done? Gayest. That's
sex with question. Like six men.
What? No, seriously, it's a good question.
It is a good question.
I don't know, man. I was just fucking naked with a gay man dressed
for
as Mario.
That's pretty gay.
I went to a pumpkin patch.
I was in a committed, loving relationship with a woman.
Yeah.
That's actually probably the gayest thing I've ever done in my life.
Well, okay.
How I had to use a photo booth with a woman.
I don't know. How about you?
One time, a girl made me listen to Tom Waits and cried in my room. What? And they got mad at me for not also crying.
That's not gay. That's just like
straight up
being in college.
Tom Waits is
he never went to college.
Tom Waits is trash, right?
No.
Am I? What?
He's trash.
Tom Waits is trash.
There's a backlash.
He's a grumbly voice bitch.
He has a lot of corny Cookie Monster voice.
Yeah. I just don't like listening to it.
The boat sank. And the sea captain died.
That's a good Tom Waits. That's also a good Mike Lawrence.
Does he do that voice in all his songs, or are there songs where he just sings?
Like a jazz musician and then like a sort of like a abstract jazz musician. Oh. He used to do like different stuff.
So he made his voice into jazz music.
Well, he got really into Captain Beefheart, and so that's him basically kind of trying to sound like Captain Beefheart.
Yeah, that to me
it
is
all
also
sounds like
also
friends.
Like
more like
they
Captain Queefheart.
It sounds like Louis Prima. They're all ripping off him.
Louis Prima?
Or Louis Armstrong.
Louis Prima.
Who's Louis Prima?
Louis Prima just doesn't have like a gravelly voice at all.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't. No?
You're talking about Louis Armstrong, the most famous Louis
guy
jazz
guy. Moon.
That has a...
That's so fucking...
One Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong's the first guy to ride a bicycle on the moon. Everybody knows this, dude.
What? Nothing accepts cash.
He got a space bike.
I gotta go and get my card.
Okay.
That's fine.
No, sorry.
That's fine.
I know this is fantastic content.
Yeah, I know like the way technology works is they invent something then they improve on it, right?
Yeah.
But like, what dumbass thought that giant wheel bicycle was the best first one?
First,
and then why didn't you start with even wheels? Like, that wasn't the first thing you thought.
Yeah, dude, because you fucking go fast as hell, dude.
On the giant wheel bicycle?
Yeah,
no, you don't.
No, you don't.
You
wait, pedal that bitch gear, and it goes fast. The gear is fixed to the front wheel and not the back wheel?
On the big one?
Yeah, on the big
it's a fixie.
One.
So I understand.
It's a fixie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that shit was stupid looking as hell.
I think it was more about like the novelty of being like, you know, like
tall
five
up
feet above.
But there was
commoner.
There was something before the bicycle, before pedals. There was a thing called the dandy walker, which was this.
Oh, I know him.
Oh yeah, he follows stuff. It was like a fucking, it looked like a bicycle, but it was just uncomfortable. It was like a 2x4 over two wheels, and it would jam up in your crotch, and it got you just high enough that like the just the balls
just
of your
walking.
Feet hit the ground.
Oh,
so you would
God.
Just sort of like float.
Really?
Yeah.
But imagine the New Yorker mascot riding around on one of those.
That's pretty good.
And that's like who it was for. It's for, you know,
I want to.
It's amazing.
Tall hatted queers.
Think about like the locomotion of that. Like,
yeah,
it's like when a baby sits on a skateboard and just scoots along.
No, it really is. It's like that thing they make for babies, which is like the diaper with a tripod under it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, the baby can learn walking. If that I had a kid, I would never teach it how to walk.
Me neither, or talk.
Think about how much more intimidating it is a crawl. Imagine like a
just
fully
a crawled
grown
man,
like crawling,
like
yeah.
really
but like crawling fast,
rabbit.
Yeah, because they've been doing
yeah, no,
it their
that's
whole
terrifying.
Life.
Like the African guy from Bloodsport.
Yeah. Imagine like a tough, burly guy.
What is that, quad?
He's coming into some roadhouse bar, and he's crawling across the floor because his dad never taught him how to walk. You're not going to look that guy in the eye.
No.
He'd be you like, know how much rage he has?
He's biting your ankles.
He's going to suck your fucking thumbs off, dude.
Nah, dude. He would just be like Mowgli, dude. He'd just hang out with the bears from the
Yungle. Did I ever tell you that story? Man, I wish I could remember who it was, but somebody was working at a pizza restaurant. Their boss got fired for calling the Indian guy who worked there Mowgli.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's like, mean.
There was
yeah,
some workplace.
Racist.
Yeah, but it's such a funny way to be racist.
Yeah, it's
to call
like,
someone
the
Mowgli.
Only, like, the only like familiarity I have with your race is a childhood story.
Aladdin.
Hey, Mowgli.
Hey,
sorry, I haven't updated my racism since I was 8.
Well, that's really when you need to make your mind up, and then ever since that, you just can just have your opinions.
What are you talking
about? I was racist as hell as a fucking little kid, dude.
Were you?
Yeah, dude. Greek people are so racist.
Yeah.
It sucked. I didn't know.
There
I didn't know it was
Nazis
bad.
Out where no. you live.
I wasn't yeah. racist because I liked sports a lot, so I thought black people were really awesome.
Yeah, I was super not racist at all as a kid. I'm serious.
No,
you
grew into it.
Yeah, kind of. Well, because I developed a sense of humor, and then I wanted to really see where it took me, and then you know I got into like irony and stuff, and then Well, you
and
know.
Soon you'll just be a Nazi.
Yeah, right. Now I'm an editor on Stormfront.
On November 5th, what is the election day?
9th.
9th.
8th.
8th. 8th. On November 8th, you're going to finish being an irony boy by checking that T button.
I'm not going to vote.
I'm probably not going to get it together and vote. But
what do you mean?
Only because there's,
I'm waiting for election day so I can buy a Make America Great Again hat.
That's right. Yeah, of course. That's what everyone's doing.
God,
I want that hat. I hate all of the parody hats. I hate all this Trump bullshit.
Hey, grab him by the pussy again. Huh?
Yeah. I will say that red hat. The guys. The camo, so he's been switching it up from the red.
The camo's awesome.
To the camo with the orange letters.
Wait,
Make America Great.
Awesome.
That looks like
I want a camo bumper sticker
streetwear
to put on the back of my truck that says "Yes, I steal valor." And it's got Calvin pissing on the word veterans.
That would be awesome. Damn, I want that one.
Yeah. So Amber, what'd you do today?
I tried to, I had student meetings.
Lame.
Met with some students. With and I tried to kids? Go to a psychic.
Oh shit, sounds dumb.
Did
they read your fucking fortune?
No, I want to do an article about tarot stuff. So I want to go to one, but like they were both, like one was booked up and one was closed, so I just ended up getting rained on, and then I couldn't find, like then the restaurant I wanted to go to was closed, so I walked to this other one, and this giant mobby looking Russian guy sat in an empty restaurant in the table next to me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Hell yeah.
Like, you know, like neck.
Thing. Empty restaurant, two people.
Neck tats or huge neck?
Huge neck.
Gotcha.
Huge neck.
And he was trying to holler?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Like, hello, you look very nice today. Nice.
Was he like Eastern Promises?
Did you smash?
No, he was like really giant. It was like built like a refrigerator.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah,
so you guys fucked
hot.
Right there?
Right there.
Fucked on
right
the table.
At Sichuan Pot on whatever street it's
you
on.
Had hot pot?
I didn't get hot pot, but... it was a hot pot restaurant.
I had
just
hot
ordered
pot.
Off
would
the Sichuan menu.
I had hot pot this weekend. It was unbelievable.
I took Nick to a really good
hot pot.
Yeah, to a really good hot pot.
Really place. Cool.
Would you fuck a giant man in the Russian mafia? If it meant like
no,
no,
no.
Did you fuck Kadyrov?
Who's no. Kadyrov?
The dictator of Chechnya.
Yeah,
that's no. what actually. That's where my.
He looks like Felix.
That's where my mind went. Right after Vine, they said they weren't doing Vine anymore. It was like, where am I going to see little boys get injured and like be able to laugh like the? And then I was like, well, there's like hours and hours of Chechnyan boy fights on Instagram. So.
Yeah, Instagram
you don't have to
has
worry
a lot
about
of,
it.
Yeah, a lot of what Vine.
Yeah,
has.
No, we talked about it last time. Russian Instagram takes the gold.
Hell yeah.
They should remake, you know, they should make like a, there should be like a miracle on Vine, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be like a miracle on ice, but it's a miracle on Vine.
Someone's saving Vine.
Yeah, where Mark Wahlberg plays the guy that makes a better Instagram than the Russians.
$1 million.
He's like, this is me.
Idea.
I'm punching my kid in the face because we gotta take this back. I'm punching my fucking 8-year-old son in the face until we're famous.
He would need a crack team, though. He'd need a crack team of like 11-year-old black kids.
Yeah,
and it would be hit,
and they're all played by The Rock.
Yeah.
Just superimpose The Rock 11 times into the movie.
There's one Kevin Hart. There's one that's Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
of course, as a woman though.
Yeah,
in a fat suit.
Does Kevin Hart do fat suit movies?
He's got a. How long do you think until Kevin Hart does fat suits?
He's like too small. I feel like
I guarantee you he's gonna do a fat suit
he's
movie.
Tiny.
He'd look like a bowling ball if he went fat suit. You know,
dude, he's gonna go fat suit. I promise.
Eddie was a little bit taller. I feel.
I don't
like.
Think Eddie was that tall.
Really?
No. Yeah, Eddie's pretty tall.
Really?
He's like 6'6".
6'6", 245,
yeah.
250.
Eddie Murphy? Yeah, he's about, I'd say 6'9", 6'10". About 786 pounds.
No, but he did put the weight on for Clump.
Yeah, that's all.
That's a fact.
That's all real effects. He's just fat as hell.
That was not CGI. That was not a fat suit. That was...
Who was the woman in the first Clump? It wasn't Janet Jackson. That was the second one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember who it was?
I thought it was Janet Jackson.
No, I don't.
Janet Jackson.
Huh? You love Janet?
I love Janet.
She's the best.
Yeah.
Best soundtrack.
That
Nutty,
movie?
Nutty P.
I remember that. Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Dr. Doolittle. Doolittle.
Yeah. Oh, was it Doolittle? Oh, yeah, shit, that's what it was. The one with Aaliyah.
Yeah,
dude. And the crying baby sound.
Yeah. It's like, if you would remove that, I could listen
no,
to that.
No, I love that shit.
Adult. No, it's so bad.
Hell yeah, dude. Give me that crying ass baby.
No, it's terrible. Nick, it's like, your take? You know what makes a song even sexier? Crying baby noises.
You know what song I love? Some cut. But was that Trollville and Lil Scrappy?
Yeah,
Scrappy.
With the,
where the beat is like a red cream.
Yeah, awesome. Dude, it's just a bit. Yeah, that song is incredible.
What's up? Can boom, some boom. That song is vulgar.
It's awesome, dude.
Yeah,
straight up about getting them cheeks on a creaky ass bed.
Dude, I was in New Orleans one time. This guy from Biloxi was talking. I forget what the topic of conversation was. He was talking about his favorite slang for women.
Oh, Jesus!
He's like, the best term I ever heard was sugar walls. Well, how you doing, sugar walls?
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Sugar walls? The greatest type, especially when you just picture it happening in Biloxi, where she's just like leaking sweat out of her pussy all year long. All she has is like one of those paper fans. You know, she's not allowed to curse because her dad's a pastor, and she gets called sugar walls, and she catches the vapors, and she's in a coma for 9.5 years.
Sugar walls,
that's
is
really
good.
I've never experienced such vulgarity.
Nah, dude, the preacher's daughters were freaky.
I'm too
high
to put in my fucking card.
You still have an order?
This is ridiculous.
That is the worst time for me, in the world, to smoke weed is right before you've had dinner and you're so hungry, and you have to order afterwards.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well,
it is one of the most difficult.
That's insane.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be a problem because I should have already remembered to put my new fucking card in.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite terms for women? Vulgarly, everyone.
Right? It's gotta be sugar walls.
You think sugar walls?
Once I heard it, I was like, I'm gonna use that word for the rest of my damn life.
Mine is holes.
Hole.
Holes, yeah.
Jesus Christ, that one sucks so much.
I like flopes.
Yo, where are these holes?
Call them flopes. Flopes or tubes.
Flopes.
What's going on, flopes?
I like
this more familiar. Yeah. Like a girl
tubes
would say,
funny.
"How you doing?"
Yeah,
flopes
is like you need to know.
Or I think if you want to go, I think it's funny to call all women bones, like that show Bones.
Oh, that's
yeah.
The medical science show?
Or Midge. I think it's great to call every woman you know
Midge.
Midge
is funny.
You should start going with the Midge thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Midge.
You're very good also at Shelley when you do Jack Lemmon.
I think the meanest name to call a woman is the N-word, personally.
I'd like
I thought
the classics.
It was a pet name. It was the first time I heard it. I thought, that sounds great.
I thought it was going to be like our thing, babe.
I
was joking around with my friend because like my dog's name is Isis. So I was like, what if that was my new name that I gave the dog? Or if I just named the dog Hitler.
Hitler's pretty funny.
That's a cute name.
Yeah.
But
Hitler's definitely a boy's name.
Dolph.
What's your dog's name? Oh, it's the N-word. I can't really say it, but
she's really disobedient.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to me because I can't say her name.
Say her name. I really need that.
I like Trim and Muff. I think those are some classics.
I hate Muff.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, well, I guess Trim, but that means pussy more than it means.
Yeah,
like,
mm-hmm. That's more of a.
What,
cynic
is sugar
dush
walls
or a metonym?
Sugar walls means woman.
Which one is
woman?
Which one is
walls
metonym?
Isn't pussy.
Well, it's not. It's like sugar tits. You call them sugar tits. You call them sugar walls, and then it's.
Oh, that's fucking gross, dude.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
So gross.
Hey, what's up, asshole glands?
Hey, yeah. Sweet sphincter. Oh, candy taint. How you doing?
Hey, let me get some of that serve.
I think I'm going to start saying candy taint.
Swervix.
Swervix.
Yeah, that's
soft cervix.
You got to hit the swervix.
I want a cone of soft cervix.
Soft cervix?
If you were in a bar... Amber, and a guy just went up to you and like unironically called you a dame.
What does he look like?
What do you mean, what does he look like?
I'll tell you exactly what he looks like. I'll tell you exactly what he looks like right now.
He looks like a classic
that guy from the fucking Jazz Age Festival article in the New York Times.
Exactly. Like, how would you respond? I don't know.
You would throw a drink in his face, right?
What does he look like?
No, he's what do you mean?
If it's an attractive guy, I mean, I would respond differently if it's an attractive
guy. He's the hottest guy you've ever seen.
I don't care.
Really? Yeah. To say dame?
Yeah.
Dude, that's if he's sexually lame.
If he's hot as hell, who gives a shit?
Dude, if some...
I would convince myself I respected it if he was
until you
smash.
Yeah, that's like me with women too, I guess.
What if he did,
you know, really,
what if he was the most attractive guy in the world but he did like the Vulcan sign and said greeting females?
No, but dame might work if you could work dame into a joke or
no, it's not a joke.
But you don't address someone.
He's like a swing revival guy. Exactly. He's like still the cherry pop.
You would hook up with one of those, like a bowling shirt kind of guy.
No, I wouldn't.
But he's the hottest guy you've ever seen.
But I would be offended.
He's hot, but he's dressed like Drew Carey.
I would just be like, look at your fucking shirt.
Yeah, you'd make fun of him, and then he would bounce back, and then right every. As soon as you forgot, he would say dame again. Every 45 minutes, he would say dame.
Back.
And I would just not be able to let it go. Yeah. I would be trying to talk myself down.
I mean.
No, dame is like stupid. That's obviously corny. And also,
what's
a
dame like you doing at a place like this? If a guy said that to you, what would.
What's that line from where the guy's like, what's a slut like you doing in a classy joint like this? What's that from? I forget what that is.
That's just a thing that you said.
No, it was from something that fucking killed me when I first heard it.
That's right. Yeah, I think I remember it too.
What's a slut like you doing in a classy place like this?
I want to say that. What's a fucking skank like you doing here?
Hey,
you fucking bitch.
So now we're moving on to the tech segment of the podcast. The Apple event was today. And Apple.
The new iPhones actually come with pocket pussies attached.
Wait, the Apple event was today? I thought they released the phone like months ago.
No, they released the phone separate from the Apple event.
What did they show in the Apple event?
The new MacBooks, new MacBook Pros.
How do they look?
It's fucking stupid.
It's all the same shit.
They're
the
same really
exact
big,
fucking
right?
shit. They got rid of all the F keys, the function keys, and now it's like a touch pad.
I thought you meant the letter. How do you type words with F in them? Holy shit.
You have to copy paste. They're used to do harm. There's too many slurs attached to that letter.
Yeah, they're no, like they trying took, to create really woke.
Yeah. Well, we got rid of Vine, but we took N's off keyboards.
No, because it's Apple. They would go for F first because I care more about that one.
For sure. Yeah. I had a laptop that
the Mac doesn't actually work unless you're wearing sandals when you hit the power button. You have to be wearing sandals.
Your eye sandals. They're
fast as hell if you're also wearing socks too. What were you saying, Adam?
No, it's got some dumb fucking like extra touchpad on the top. Like the shit that like shitty Windows PCs had 10 years ago where it's like, look, you control the music
from the
keyboard. Oh, yeah, and everyone's like, yeah, this is stupid as shit.
Yeah, give me a button.
And now Apple has that and people are like, this is amazing.
This is
genius. And they
genius.
Cost like, the entry level model is like fucking $1,800.
Jesus Christ.
That's insane.
Yeah. Fuck that company.
I got a damn Asus, baby.
Yeah. They have like more cash on hand than the United States federal government, I think.
Yeah.
They make the most
Is there any females out there? Dames?
American industry. Like the iPhone is the most lucrative product. It's like surpassed fucking automobiles in terms of how lucrative it is.
Damn.
Yeah, but Apple's trying to make a car, and I feel like that's gonna
competitors really.
That's gonna destroy the company if they go through with that. I think that'll destroy.
They make a car
with driverless cars. I bet.
Yeah, well, everybody's going with driverless cars, and that's why they're not gonna be able to compete with fucking BMW and Audi and companies that have been working on it for years that also have like 100 years of experience making like really good automobiles. Apple's going to enter the market. They're going to fucking put out a car that kills people because they're used to making computers that fuck up. And if it fucks up, it's not that big
like
of a deal.
It'll be like a little Mac sad face after like a family of three die.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't do that with a car. So I think it's going to destroy
the company. Honestly, as long as you can get jerked off in the back seat, I'm down for whatever car.
Yeah, well, you can't.
Why not?
Bitch.
What?
Bitch.
Am I not allowed?
Can I please get jerked off in a backseat of the car, please, Nick?
You know, my goal is once I get rich to have a driverless hot air balloon.
That would be
you
cool.
Imagine that?
Yeah.
You just get to relax in your hot air balloon instead of dealing with the stress of sitting in hot air balloon traffic on your way to the ice cream factory. You can just relax and read a book filled with pictures of clowns.
Yeah, that would yeah. That if I
maybe
had
ride a tricycle around the basket.
If I had $1 million, that's what I would do probably.
Get a hot air balloon.
Yeah, I get
travel
a whole
the world in a hot air balloon.
No way, dude! I just have a whole Neverland Ranch type situation.
You would just be
hot air. Yeah.
Would you start with the property, or would you start by fucking children?
It's kind
use
of
your imagination,
hard
bro.
Horse thing.
No, I mean, no way. I would never do that. Obviously. What are we talking about? Oh, driverless hot air balloon.
It would be cool in old age if you just built a giant water slide, and you know, like on your deathbed or whatever, where they could. If technology gets to the point where they can pinpoint, like, okay, he's gonna die in the next 45 minutes. They could put you on the water slide so you could die on the water slide.
That would be so tight.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I would love to die in a water slide.
My friend Anna was telling me about she went to the ballet, and the only people that go to the ballet are like gays and like old Russians, and she's Russian. And for some reason it was like, you know, not starting on time, and all of a sudden she hears the announcer, and it's like this very
a foot fetishist broke into the dressing rooms.
This very congenial all of the American voice that says, "Excuse me, one of our audience members is having a medical emergency. Everything will be fine and we will get started." And then she hears the Russian announcer, and it's just, "Someone has died of a heart attack."
Oh my God.
And like someone died, and like they took them out on a stretcher. But damn. She's like, and that to me illustrates the difference between Americans and Russians.
Is it Russians die at the ballet?
Well, that they announce like someone has died.
Yeah. Well, that was, I was in the Essex station one time. This is a little bit of New York talk.
NY City talk.
Mm-hmm. We have underground trains here, which carried all the slaves. It's Underground Railroad.
To so, Manhattan. Yeah.
So we have. Adam, was it you that told me that? And it's not true, but it's mm-hmm. so such a funny lie that Newark is named Newark.
Yeah, to trick the
somebody,
slaves.
Yeah. Somebody told Adam this, and he told me that the reason Newark is called Newark was to trick black people into moving there instead of New York, because
it was the last stop before New York.
Yeah,
on the way.
So, like, you thought someone telling you like the racist equivalent of like a Polack joke, like about like. The punchline mm-hmm. is like a misunderstanding.
Well, listen, first of all, that's the first thing I was ever told in my life. I believed that for 29 years.
You knew nothing.
I believe it still. I think it actually happened.
Well, anyhow, I was saying, so I was at the Essex station, and the train was stopped like halfway down the platform because someone had jumped in front of the train.
Oh, damn.
So they were just dead on the tracks or whatever, and you could like...
Yeah, I've seen a dead...
Really?
I saw that, yeah.
You know, they're like asking everybody, you know, this announcement, like, due to a customer involved incident, please leave the station. And so, you know, the fire department's walking down, and we're all walking out, and one of like the fire chiefs, this like old grizzled dude, you know, like fucking built like a brick house, is just like standing at the top of the steps, you know, like mustache. And these two like teenage girls are talking to him, and they look like they're 12 years old. And he's like, "Yeah, there's a dead body on the tracks." So they got to get that dead body off the tracks. Just like telling
them.
Come on,
man.
Yeah.
That shit fucked my month up when I saw that. I didn't see the whole dead body, but I saw like a leg and a shoe.
Yeah.
Ooh, that
it's
shit
fucked
was
up.
Fucked.
How often?
And then it was just like a million people with their fucking phones out.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then we got
terrible.
And then everyone got yelled at to like leave the platform.
Yeah.
And it was
it
just like
me on a personal level too, because like
there was this one old Chinese man who would not listen to the firefighters. So like, "Show some fucking respect." He's just standing there smiling.
Yeah,
really?
He was trying to get content.
The most surreal shit I've ever seen.
That's nightmares.
Yeah.
That's yeah, awesome. He literally had the like most psychotic smile on his face. It's like he knew the guy. I was so happy he was dead.
Oh, he knew the guy?
No. But like God, I was like,
that's not just Chinese people are.
Yeah, they're happy when death comes.
Well, yeah, they have no etiquette. I mean really.
What are you talking about? Chinese people are like famously obsessed with etiquette.
Well, their etiquette, you know.
Which Chinese? The Chinatown Chinese? Because absolutely not.
Okay, but you understand most you're applying Chinese Western people etiquette don't to it. Live in Chinatown. Well,
but where somebody's jumping in front of a train, I mean, yeah, that Chinese guy's probably a Chinatown guy. I saw somebody taking a dump on the sidewalk in broad daylight. It was a Chinese guy.
And, oh, I saw that proves shit.
It. No, you're right,
I
Nick.
I told you about that on Throop. I went around and I saw this woman like circling cars. And leggings and like looking lost, and right in front of that daycare she just pulled down her pants and just like a deluge of diarrhea
that was probably an emergency.
It was maybe
I feel
two,
for her
this was they were smack shits. She was totally like she's like heroin's back baby. Well, it's the 90s.
There's this this Chinese guy, he was just sitting on the sidewalk.
Heroin gives you the shits.
He was squatting. Usually it makes you constipated.
Well, I think I it has Coke something to do with something else.
No,
they're doing.
Coke makes you poop.
Coke makes you shit.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Well, if it's cut
well,
with
a lot
poop
of times
stuff.
It's cut with.
Well, this Chinese guy, he's squatting there, and he not only was he shitting, he was.
But this
pulling,
woman was like weaving.
He was pulling
like,
the turds out of his ass with his hand.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's an awesome part of the
story. Yeah,
and
then,
what?
Yeah, he was a Chinese guy pulling turds out of his ass with his hand, and I excitedly called Adam and told him.
Yeah, you're like, this guy? Yeah. It's like he's never learned how to shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he just doesn't know that he can wait. And
he's like, it's time to shit now.
Just wait for.
He's got to do it Muslim style.
God damn it.
Well, that's what you it's called. Are,
yeah, that's what it's called where?
In all the Islamic countries. Every single one
in
of
in the
them.
Islamic countries, they call it Muslim style.
Yeah, wiping your ass with your hand is called Muslim
in
style.
In New York, they call it New York style pizza, even though we're here.
Yeah.
Yo,
you got
check
me there.
A mate. She's good a freaking work. Professor, dude. Yeah, dude.
So,
yo, time to go back to fucking class.
That's an own, dude.
All right. So then, but then 2 days later, I see this Chinese lady, broad daylight, Canal Street. And her son's, her like 5-year-old son's next to her, and the kid's got his pants pulled all the way down to his ankles, and the mom is holding the son's penis and directing the flow of his urine all over the sidewalk.
But don't you just not need to really do that with like a baby if you can stand?
Holy shit.
Wait, he's never told you
like
this before?
It's
so funny, dude. She's just holding a little ass
tiny
dick.
This dick. And he's pulling his shirt up. He's got like a Hamtaro shirt on.
The only reason I'm not laughing is because Nick's told this a million times. You've never heard him say this before?
I have, but it's fucking hilarious.
It's so funny. It's the funniest thing ever.
She's just like annoyingly holding a little ass dick. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah,
a
no,
little uncircumcised Chinese dick.
Yeah. My mom never had to hold my dick.
Why?
Because I knew how to hold my own fucking dick.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a human being. You have some, like...
But you said it was
innate...
like a baby?
No, it was like a 5-year-old.
Oh!
But he doesn't know how to piss on the street.
If you're old enough to walk, you're old enough not to have your mom hold your dick for you.
No, that's not true.
No. You can walk in
that's cultures,
pants, dude.
That's cultures. You gotta respect
plus,
it.
He doesn't... It's his first time pissing outside, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to do with his dick.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably drunk.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
He's wasted.
Oh, fucking sake.
Yeah, sake my dick off.
My man.
My friend lived in China, and he said that they don't drink often, but when they drink, it's just, it's like sitting down at a table to get blackout obliterated as drunk as you can. Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Where in China?
He lived in the south of China in like what was considered a vacation city. Some
Beijing.
Fucking.
Well, he lived in a vacation city too.
Yeah.
You know movie fucking rules?
No. Yeah, of course.
That Jet Li movie, was it Legend?
I don't know.
With the ponytail, the long ass ponytail that he's like whipping around?
No, that's.
Willow Smith style?
No, it's the one where he's, he plays that Chinese like fighter. In like the Qing dynasty or some shit.
Yeah.
And then and then like they
he has like a really long middle ponytail.
He has to represent China and these all these fights against the West and he like beats the shit out of all these like
oh that's tight.
Yeah, it's
I'll watch that.
You wanna,
I love Jet Li, dude.
Me too.
What's Jet the last Lee, thing Jet he was in? Jet Li, we talked about it on the other podcast.
How they made him speak English?
Yeah, the one came out and it was like such a fucking disappointing movie because he's like a terrible actor when he has to speak English.
Right.
Oh, I finally ordered.
That's right.
Wow, that took the entire... I can tell you, it took literally 37 minutes.
No shit.
You high bitch. Damn, my girl furred. What's the funniest slang for fucked up that you guys know?
Chivod.
Chivod?
Oh, Chivod. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Chivod?
Chivod. Like Terry Chivod. Because
it sounds like Hebrew? Yeah,
no, it's like in high school, we'd be like, yeah, I'm getting fucking Chivod this weekend. Yo, my sister gave me a bottle of Malibu. We're going to get fucking Chivod. Remember Malibu?
Malibu, dude. Yeah. I used to drink that shit in fucking
remember Hypnotic?
Junior year of high school. Yeah, you remember making Incredible Hulk?
Yep.
No. Hennessy and Hypnotic. It turns green, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck.
Yeah.
Incredible Hulk. I used to love drinking that.
I knew this kid in high school.
Wait, what's in it?
Who's a rapper now.
Hypnotic and Hennessy.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
I knew this kid in high school that's a rapper now that we were at a party. He's like, yo, you want some Hulk?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's the whole story.
That's so cool.
I shouldn't have blazed with Amber.
Can you call him up and maybe he can like say some of his raps at us?
Oh, I've heard his raps.
What kind of rapper is he?
They're not very good.
Is he
raps.
Good?
No.
There is a rap group, a multiracial rap group that used to do the open mic at Felicitas in Rockville.
Hell yeah.
Which was this Italian restaurant above a parking garage that like four old people would drink in and nobody else. But they would have the rap group. Greg Behanish would have the rap group close the open mic sometimes.
That's hilarious.
And their name was Hypodermic.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and it was two white kids and two black kids, and did they suck. I know that you probably thought good. They were great, but
what kind of rap was it? Was it like conscious? Was it political? Was it
no
backpack?
Idea. Dude,
doing fucking
no
open mic rapping is the worst thing I've ever
the
heard.
The best was when we were at that show with sitting at that table with Dana, and that guy had that harmonic melodeon
that weird
thing.
Trash instrument he found, like that Punch Drunk Love piano.
Yeah,
thing.
The Punch Drunk Love piano thing, and he was just singing.
Yeah, he sucked dick at whatever that was. That wasn't an open mic. Weatherby booked that guy.
Yeah, yeah, he booked him.
Weatherby in one of his drunken Wes Anderson spells booked that stupid piano man.
A melodica, that's what that's called.
Melodium.
Right? Melodium? I thought it was a melodica.
What? What is
it's
it?
Like it's a calliope.
What? Calliope?
Calliope. It's different.
What? That's a Greek name.
No, those are the things calliope. That are at the front of a steamship. Yeah. Those little organs at the front of the steamship.
Shit's a Greek word, bitch. Well, that's a Greek name. It's
anyway.
It means Kelly.
No, it's a melodic. It's a tiny little. It's a little tiny piano from Punch Drunk Love.
I don't know. Did you blow into it?
No.
Okay, that's a melodica.
A melodica. It's like a harmonica and a piano together. But like, it's not like you hold it like Weird Al. It's like on a table, like a wooden piano. And
Weird
in the Al, back, it's got a harmonica kind of
Weird
thing.
Al sucks, right?
No, he's rules.
Dude, come on.
Weird Al is a children's entertainment. Yeah.
Exactly. That shit sucks,
that's
dude.
Yeah.
No, he rules.
I don't understand, I don't understand the Weird Al obsession. I mean, he's not bad at what he does, but I never gave a shit about
exactly.
Weird Al.
Oh, like, I liked him when I was young.
Exactly. When you're 11 years old, why the fuck are all these grown motherfuckers going to Weird Al?
The same reason
comedy?
They're into wrestling
for
or fucking comedy.
Yeah, yeah,
like
that's
the boy
weird.
Version of like those girls who are really into Harry Potter.
Oh, right, true.
It's like you should grow out of
Harry
that.
Potter's pretty magical, though. Harry Potter, like,
literally the only
like
thing
belong.
I'm into now that I was into when I was 13 is
beating off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it anymore, but I think he's cool. Like, I think he found his thing. I'm proud. Like, he's probably,
dude,
like, a good guy.
I'm proud of him.
YouTube
I'm
is proven.
I feel so.
Dude, YouTube has.
You feel a kinship.
People
with
are so
Al.
Much better at fucking.
Well,
Harry
that's the
songs.
Thing. YouTube should have destroyed Weird Al, but somehow he's still around.
Is
you know?
He real?
I mean,
just
because
in a
year old.
He did. I'm so handy instead of I'm so fancy.
Oh, really?
So
it's
bad.
The dorkiest.
Jesus
that's
Christ!
So bad.
He did
white and nerdy. Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, he did.
That sucks.
No, he did one that was
dude. Even the good ones. I'm fat.
Aluminum.
Did you see Tiggers in Paradise or Tiggers in Paradise?
Tiggers in Paradise.
That one was. That's a little rough.
What? Tiggers
in Paris?
Yeah.
You see that one?
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
fuck, what is it?
My Tigger by YG.
Yeah. My Tigger, My Tigger.
Yeah.
My Tigger. I don't know. That's my Tigger voice.
Yeah. Is that what Tigger sounds like?
I think so. Right? Isn't that what Tigger sounds like?
Yeah. Also, I heard that story about his parents dying, and I'm like, I'm always going to fuck with him.
What happened?
Oh, my God.
His parents died tragically.
His parents were murdered, dude.
No, what? They weren't. Shut up.
By the fucking
CIA.
He parodied the wrong guy's song.
Yep.
Also, fucking...
No, but
that Red Hot Chili Pepper song, he buried it with Yabba Dabba Dabba Doo now.
To be fair,
whatever
those are
fuck.
Basically the lyrics of every Red Hot Chili Pepper song.
Yeah, whatever, man. Peps, Weird Al sucks my dick.
His parents died of like the worst way, like a gas.
A gas leak in their house, and his parents died.
No.
And then he had a show that night.
No.
He had the show that night. And
when?
And he went up and he played it anyway for the people, even though his parents just died.
He should have canceled that show.
No, what are you going to do? Fucking spend that time alone by yourself thinking about it? No, you're with the people that love you and love Weird Al.
But that's great for Weird Al, dude. It just makes me like him.
I don't know. I don't know that it's healthy.
If my parents were killed by gas, you better believe I would be podcasting that night. I would get on the horn and I'd say, "Gas be damned."
When did
that be weird? Because my parents don't even live in the same apartment.
That would be such a coincidence. Yeah. Both your parents died of a gas incident.
But I know they're up there, proud of their boy and his new career.
On the podcast.
Fuck. When did his parents die? Weird Al's parents.
I don't know.
A few years ago.
A couple of years ago.
It was like way after they had the Behind the Music with Weird Al, and his parents were on it.
Oh,
they were,
man,
like, he was just a really good
That's
boy.
That's sad as shit.
And like, so
he
like,
he seems like a good guy that was into a really
this
nerdy
shit's
thing.
Corny as fuck, dude.
Weird Al is corny. He's just the biggest nerd of all time. Like, he's in his zen place, and I kind of like appreciate that. I'm not gonna buy the CD.
Listen to one song.
I do. I listen to
the whole
one
thing.
Time through, and I think they're okay. I think
they're
the,
just for children. It's just, don't judge it.
I'm just tired of fucking 40-year-old motherfuckers freaking
entirely.
Out and going
That's
to the show.
That's weird. I agree.
That shit sucks. Dude, imagine going to a fucking concert to hear I'm Fat. Imagine going to a concert to hear
right
fucking... Yeah, that shit sucks.
Oh, now we finally got to this root of all
this. Okay, all right.
It's not funny. Some people have problems. You know what I mean? Like glandular issues. And they can't... Is that so funny? And, you know, I used to like that song, but now I can't even listen to it without feeling offended.
Yeah.
The original.
The Michael Jackson, I'm Black.
I'm Black. Whatever it is,
I'm Black.
I'm black. I swear
I'm
to God,
really, really black.
I swear to God, I'm Black.
Who's Black? No, dude, I can't. I just can't think of them because they all suck dick.
Now, did he have vitiligo or was he bleaching his skin?
He had. He got.
It might have been both, but he was definitely.
He had both.
My mom has vitiligo.
He had
really?
Vitiligo, yeah. And then
it's
he got
that,
him to.
She used to be super fucking
people.
Dark, dude. She's a super dark black lady. And now she's. The ghost of Barbados. That's what they call it.
Whatever,
it's
man.
So
goes around snatching dreads.
Name one good Weird Al song real quick before
Why
we move
are you
on.
Doing this? It's like you're reading through a Mother Goose fucking like book of nursery rhymes and being like, look at this fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
This is low quality literature. Tell me what about this is good. It's like it's for children.
I remember being in West Virginia with my cousins and my grandma.
Oh, nice. Mountain Mama.
Some like weird like community center thing. It was like, you know, they just had this building where they had like events or whatever. It's the middle of fucking nowhere. And then they had this one room where they had a guy DJing or whatever. And there was like maybe drinks or something. It was like, I guess, four families. And I was probably like 9 or 10. And there was a guy DJing, and he was playing Weird Al songs. And he was this kind of fat, shitty-looking guy. And I remember I remember looking at him, and that was like the first time I saw an adult. And I'm like, oh, they like suck. This guy like just sucks, dude.
I remember
he's a fucking
that.
DJ in the middle of West Virginia playing Weird Al songs in a community center.
Man, yeah, when you realized adults could be fucking idiots,
yeah,
that shit was fucking.
Well, I remember seeing like homeless people. I didn't think they were idiots, but I felt like really bad. I was like, something's wrong.
Shut up. This is like when you said you thought Elaine was hot.
Right. This is where I tell a story that's funny and you have to turn it into like, well, you know, I remember like caring about people.
You fucking little bitch.
It is a
I remember when I saw Ace Ventura I saw Dumb and Dumber. I cried. This is how big of a pussy I was. I cried when they gave
bird.
The
blind. Me too. The bird. I actually did. I actually found that pretty sad.
You cried during the diarrhea scene?
No, when they gave the blind kid the bird.
Did we talk about how funny that like screenplay must be for the 5 pages of exposition on the diarrhea?
Yeah.
They're like, no, I understand. It's just a cheap diarrhea joke, but this is going to go on for like 10 minutes.
A lot of that's just organic him.
That script is actually just 47 pages long because the diarrhea scene is the bulk of the movie.
Have you read this? Let's read the script. Let's find it.
Anyway, which scene did you cry during?
When they gave the blind kid the bird and he was petting it and he was like, pretty bird.
Pretty birdie. I thought that shit was hilarious.
You know, when you're a kid, you just can't handle.
I agree with that.
You can't handle.
I think I just had a fish
die. That things are terrible sometimes.
Oh, like, throw another shrimp on the Bobby.
That was funny.
You're a very sensitive child.
I was sensitive.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry, guys.
I can't remember the last movie I cried at. Does it count if you're drunk?
Yes.
Like, but
everything
I mean, like, really
you
drunk?
Do wrong also counts when you're drunk. It's still crying in the bathtub is still unacceptable.
No, I tell
you, because
saying I love you doesn't mean shit. So I don't know if crying does either. I don't think displays of emotion count.
I never cry when I'm drunk.
Vino Veritas.
I cry basically every sport thing.
You cry.
Yeah.
You're a crier.
I got real drunk and watched the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie and fell asleep crying. Spilling Taco Bell all over.
Crying about what?
But in the first 2 minutes of the movie, I passed out immediately. When
crying
George
about
Kirk
what?
Sacrifices
was it really
himself.
About the movie?
Yeah.
You were just moved?
Yeah. I mean, George Kirk sacrifices himself to save
James.
No, George.
The dad.
It's the dad.
His dad.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Sorry.
God damn it, dude.
Fuck, guys. I smoked pot with Amber after lunch, and now I haven't been as good on the podcast.
You're having a great time, and you're talking about the great tragedies of your childhood.
I'm just not
Maybe
good.
It's not the right drug for you.
I know. I've been trying for it to be the right drug for me for fucking 17 years or something.
You want some more?
I cried it
up,
of course.
Yeah, I didn't cry it up, but it did. That did fuck
that
me.
That shit
up.
Fucked me up, dude. The beginning where the lady dies. Come on.
Oh,
dude.
At the beginning of the.
I was
JJ
high as hell too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I was high as hell.
It's brutal.
It was
brutal. No, I didn't cry from that. I can't cry from cartoon.
I cried at the end when somebody told me that the little boy was supposed to be Asian. I thought he was white the entire time, and then somebody was like, "No, he's Asian," and then I was like, what? Yeah. I felt bad for enjoying that movie.
Damn, bro.
No, I cry like any time there's a dad and a touchdown and a speech and a comeback and a victory. I cry half the ESPN 30 for 30.
Did you cry during the inch by inch speech?
No, I didn't cry. That's not a sad movie.
Yeah, it is.
Gentlemen, how many inches are on a football field? Let's count them. One. Two.
You hurt yourself during an impression.
Pacino hurts. Struggling. It hurts to do a Pacino.
Yeah. Pacino.
That's why he's an amazing actor, that he can still do that and not just like cry or cough up.
I can do it if I don't have a cold.
What's he like as a real guy, Pacino? He has a black wife.
Me and Al, we hang out all the time.
He has a black wife?
Yeah.
Al's good. No, that's
every,
De Niro.
Every celebrity has a black wife.
That's true.
Angelina Jolie has a black wife.
Yeah, I remember watching some George Lucas interview, and then at the end he walks away, and he's like leaving with his black wife.
Yep.
And that was when I found out he had a black wife, because I watched it, and I'm like, who the fuck is that? Yeah. It was some black woman? It didn't make any sense. And someone was like, yeah, that's his wife. And it's like, how the fuck was Jar Jar not a conversation that came up in that
Absolutely.
Household?
Absolutely. That's crazy.
How the fuck was she not like,
I'll tell
she
you
stayed
how.
Out
Looking
of his
at
his drawings
room.
Like,
I'll tell you
George,
how.
What the fuck is this?
I'll give you a fucking 8 billion reasons why it wasn't the fucking conversation or however much dollars George Lucas has. Because he's rich.
You think George Lucas has $8 billion?
He probably has $1 billion.
He probably has a bill.
He gets paid every time they say droid, dude.
Yeah.
$8 billion.
I bet you he has $8 billion. I'm sticking with it. Someone look up.
I don't think
fucking
he has $8 billion.
I don't think it's that. There's no way it's that
the
much.
Garfield guy, Jim Davis, has like $900 million.
Yeah,
dude, Star Wars, are you fucking kidding me? That shit, my man's
George
got
Lucas
$8 billion
net worth.
My man's got a lot of motherfucking money, I'll tell you what.
He also produced a lot of stuff, so.
Damn!
$5 billion. Yeah.
Bitch!
I mean, yeah,
what did I tell you,
up,
motherfuckers?
Yeah.
Jim Davis
Disney bought
net worth.
It. Jim.
Why'd you get a man to be your Siri?
Because he's gay and he beats
yeah,
off
I want
to
the
it.
British one. Oh, yeah. Jim Davis is worth $5.1 billion.
Really?
What?
Yeah. No, he's lying.
No, I'm serious. Jim Davis family, real time net worth
please,
as of 10/20/16.
Show me the fucking
$5.1 billion.
He's lying.
Show it to me instead
of
reading it, bitch.
He's lying. It's. I looked it up recently.
I'm looking at it right now, you fucking retard.
He's so mad.
$5.1 billion. Okay.
Jim Davis?
I don't believe Stavros either. I think he...
No.
Yeah, they're both lying.
I'm not lying, bitch. Bitches.
Okay. George Lucas penis length.
George Lucas.
Check on that. I found this on the web for Die George Lucas penis length.
How long is it?
4.7 close to average.
Yeah.
Like a little bigger than average.
That's huge.
Yeah, that guy's got a big. I didn't know George Lucas was
dragging
packing.
It around. Dragging it around.
You know when George Lucas pulls out his dick, it makes the sound effect from the THX logo. Why the fuck did that? I get it. They're huge speakers. Turn that shit off.
You know Dr. Dre got sued because he used that on the Chronic 2001.
Well, thank God we're never going to get sued for using copyrighted material
and stuff.
I don't think this podcast will ever make as much money as the Chronic 2001.
I think we will.
Maybe.
Nah, I'd save it off. People are already deleting pledges.
Nice.
Which, hey, don't do that, guys.
Yeah, please don't.
You know? I mean, I know this is probably a bummer episode.
Oh, my God. So, I'm sorry, I just saw the Bundy brothers were acquitted.
Yeah, in Oregon.
But I'm looking at all their mugshots, and of course, they all look like mutants. But then there's this one that's hot.
That's sexy.
You would fuck one of them?
No, I wouldn't fuck any of them.
Weren't
they're
their names
gotta
be on
Clive? But like, right? Look, they're all like mutants.
You like the one in the middle?
Yeah, obviously.
The one with the face. What is? Does he have Bell's palsy?
There's something going on. There's an asymmetry issue.
Like, yeah, the
it's
side
like,
of his face.
It's
is
like
just
seven hill people, and
face.
Then one guy that looks like Tom Hardy. Like it's
probably,
like ridiculous.
Someone's got to fucking.
He doesn't
the
look
hills.
Like Tom. Don't get carried away.
Okay.
Ever.
Someone's got to fucking.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yo,
that's premium content, guys. We're gonna have a picture of that guy.
Yeah, we're gonna have to upload pictures of that so you can follow along at home. The Bundy guys, I kind of don't want to go in. A lot of our audience is probably sympathetic to this.
Pro Bundy.
Yeah. I don't really want to shit on them.
I get so much hell from these people.
Yeah.
Oh, no, so. Wait, I just enlarged it. He just only looks good compared to the rest of the mutants.
He's gross. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I like that everybody's
but he's
mad.
Next to a guy with an asymmetry.
Everybody's mad that
face.
They got off, and it's like they were tried by a jury of their peers.
Of their peers.
So you can't complain about it ever.
Wait, what? How did they get off?
Democratic.
Yeah, yeah. They got not guilty on like every single charge.
How
even
does that
the
happen?
Firearms charges.
Which I know. Which is like they were walking around with firearms. Yeah. How can you?
We're gonna kill the president if he tries to stop us.
But I
wait,
know
how
the jury was nothing but like the jury was nothing but like old women. They're like,
probably
well,
it was
one of those hooded boys looked at me the wrong way at the mall last week, so it'll be fair.
A bunch of fucking dumb rednecks.
Rednecks from Southern Oregon?
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
That's so wild.
I'm sure their defense attorney wore like an oversized cowboy hat the entire time.
Yeah.
The trial was going, he's like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just a frontier man like my daddy was and my daddy before him. In fact, I don't even know the law. I've only read the operator's manual from a 2016 Ford F-150. And there's a note section in the back. And in the note section, do you know what I wrote, ladies and gentlemen? That's right, the Pledge of Allegiance. From memory. And I stood up while I was doing it, and I will continue to for the rest of my life. Case closed, Your Honor.
Dude, you should be a lawyer, man.
Thanks, yeah. I'm moved.
Yeah, I'm crying right now.
You just got a channel.
Yeah,
you're
crying.
That was a time to kill. Yeah. You were like Matthew up there, dude.
Shit, it's good.
Yeah,
pull up that truck. and they threw the Pledge of Allegiance in the back of that truck. and the Constitution. And they brought the Constitution out to a field, and they held her down in that hot summer heat. They used her head for beer can throwing practice. And when they were finished, they raped the Constitution. Now, I want you to imagine that. Hold on. I don't know how analogies work, but imagine it's like a white girl or something. Thanks. Case closed. Defense rests, Your Honor.
Oh, shit.
You know who sounds exactly like him? He's kind of a piece of shit, but he's like so pleasing to listen to. Trey Gowdy.
I don't know Trey Gowdy.
He's like the fucking head Benghazi comedian.
Oh, really?
Guy. Yeah, just the...
Oh, yeah,
he's
yeah,
a
yeah.
Good voice?
Yeah, he is. He's from South Carolina, so he's got
is
that
like... Is he the
like,
vaping
So
guy?
When you had an email server, did you really think that people weren't going to find out about it?
Yeah, that sounds good.
And it's like, get him, Trey.
Yeah. That is actually a weird thing, because politicians can really look...
Yeah,
so disgustingly ugly, but
yeah.
Most of them have pretty aesthetically pleasing voices. That's something that's remarkable about Hillary.
Well,
is that
Trey Gowdy
just sucks to listen to.
Trey Gowdy looks like he's 7 years old. He looks like a 7 year old boy, and he has that.
How
fucking,
old is he?
He's probably like 51 years
but
old.
But he's got like McConaughey voice.
Yeah, he's got the same voice as McConaughey.
That's how you get elected, man. That's how you get them votes.
So guys, if you want to get elected, just nail that Matthew McConaughey impression and then you don't have to worry about your, you know, Bell's palsy or whatever you got going on. And that's going to have to do it for the episode. We are out of time, folks.
Are we?
Yeah. No, that this part here was an hour.
Nice.
Oh, so Jesus. The part before.
Holy crap.
This go up Saturday. Probably Halloween.
Ooh.
So
fuck Halloween.
Get spooky. We already did the Halloween episode.
we already did that.
That was funny. Thanks again for listening to the premium content. Please convince your friends to sign up for it so they can.
Don't share accounts. That's unpatriotic.
Shut the fuck up, dude. shut up.
Come on, man.
Share the account if you want. Upload it to torrent sites. Get the word out there. And then just PayPal me and Stav money privately. Don't let Adam know about it.
You can also Venmo me.
Yeah, you can Venmo the two of us, but not Adam.
And why?
I want that iced tea thing. It's a
oh yeah, and I want
thing.
A couple Twix bars.
And buy us the Vitamix blender.
Yeah,
and we'll a hand. And then tell that piece of shit Phil to get us our fucking.
Yeah,
PlayStation,
fuck Phil, man.
Dude.
Keep harassing him, please.
Yeah. All right.
What's his Twitter? At
Tree River. Tree River. No. At Tree River.
I don't know.
His name's Phil Cohen. Adam, what's his phone number?
Or just send us PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I think he gets a shout out pretty much every episode. All right.
Well, you
it's
guys
not
know.
A shout out. We want that asshole to give us PlayStation.
Phil Cohen, he works at where's his place? Where's he work?
Stop it, right, dude. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Phil.